The act of creation, manifestation, materialization is a symphony. And in order to orchestrate this symphony, you have to think of the different aspects of who you are, the different layers of who you are as instruments. And when you acknowledge that these instruments are fundamental to you creating a beautiful work of art, you are more mindful about how you use these instruments. You see, we go through life not really taking these instruments seriously. We take them for granted because we have had them from the beginning of our existence here on this planet. And therefore, it's something that we can't do without. And so it's hard for us to imagine ourselves without it in order to appreciate it. But because we are on this journey, this conscious journey of spirituality and understanding our mastery or remastery of manifestation, now is the time that we can look at ourselves from a different perspective, because now we have an objective. And in order to achieve that objective, we are now understanding that the things that we once took for granted are in fact key to us creating that thing by which we have decided to manifest. Now, as you understand that the different aspects of who you are fundamental towards your ability to materialize and manifest things, you have to take into account, instead of taking those for granted, instead of villainizing those things like your ego, you are now going to embrace, acknowledge, learn from those things, understand how those things play a role in your mastery to materialize, right? In your very nature to create the reality, the universe that you want. Now, you have to think about the elements of who you are, right? The layers of who you are, the ego, your conscious mind, your subconscious mind, your higher mind, right? Understanding that all of those elements are important in the orchestra, in the symphony. And in order to create a beautiful work of art, all of those things have to properly align, or they have to be in sync with one another. They have to play off of one another. And your job is to pay attention to how you and your team, right, your instruments actually work together. Now, a symphony, an orchestra, a band, they're all different. So how you understand how to align all of your instruments together cannot be based on how somebody else brings their orchestra or uses their instruments, you see. But you have to recognize that your orchestra, your symphony, your instruments are going to be unique and customized for you, for based off your consciousness, based off your passions, based off your talents, your desires, right? Based off the things that resonate with who you truly are. And a part of that is also recognizing the ego aspect of you, who isn't who you truly are, but it is an aspect of who you are. And then recognizing your conscious mind, the part of you that analyzes and comes to conclusions as to what is best for you in the current moment. And then the aspect of the subconscious mind, which receives the information from the conscious mind and creates what we may call a habit, right? Or create something that you just naturally do over the course of repetition and doing things over and over and over again. And then your supermind or your higher mind, which often can be referred to as grand intelligence or even God, which is also a part of you, not something separate from you. But as you connect all of these different aspects of yourself and understand and accept the fact that you are not separate from that grand intelligence, but you are one with it, and then taking that into account, learning to listen to that higher intelligence to guide the rest of you through the process of life and self-realization as to you being the creator of your universe, then the symphony gets to be played with perfection. And now you have to just simply listen. This is the key to actually getting things done in the way that aligns with your overall well-being, your happiness, your joy, and expressing and experiencing true fulfillment in life. It's simply about learning to listen. So one, you learn to listen to each and every instrument. You learn to understand your ego. You learn to understand the conscious mind and how you analyze and take in information. You learn to understand your subconscious mind and all of the habits that you have had and all the thoughts, the belief systems that you have. And then you get to really dissect each of those things and ask yourself, do the mindsets, right? Are the paradigms within each one of those instruments, are they actually serving you? And then just like an instrument, you want to take it apart. You want to clean it. You want to maintain it. You want to maintenance it. You want to make sure that it's top notch and is actually at its optimal level. So that way you can perform in the way that best suits your objective, your mission, the thing that you want to create. And so as you align all of those things together with your higher mind, right, that infinite intelligence, the divinity that is you, right, which is guiding you and supporting you throughout every aspect of your life, when all of those things are properly aligned, then you actually are at a space where you realize who you are. And then based on your nature as the creator, everything that you decide to create is simply created. And now you have to just simply continue the process of unraveling and realizing and revealing to yourself that you are in fact in charge of all that is, right? And all that you are experiencing. And so as you go through this process, recognizing that each of these instruments are here for you to truly become or realize who you really are. But as you also think about instruments, you can also recognize that with this symphony, there is also a dance happening simultaneously. And that dance is the surrendering of every aspect of yourself to understanding and having faith in everything that is to happen, that is everything that is to be created in the process by which it is to be created. Because we tend to think about all of the quote unquote elements or aspects that we don't have control over, but that really doesn't matter and is really irrelevant when it comes to really taking into accountability and ownership of the things you do have control over. Because the things you do have control over, those areas and those layers of who you are, is all that matters. And once you are properly aligning each aspect of who you are with the desire or the thing that you have decided to create, it's simply about dancing with this idea of surrendering and letting go. Dancing with the trust, with the faith in you and all of those aspects of who you are, the wholeness and the completion of who you are in the objective and the intention of materializing and creating that thing and having that experience. So as you go through life, you are doing two things at once, right? You are creating a symphony of music, of art that represents who you are, right? And it incorporates all of these different elements and instruments of who you are, the ego, the conscious mind, the subconscious mind, your higher mind. And as you are creating this symphony, you are also the dancer. You are also the one who is dancing gracefully with the idea, with the understanding of surrendering and trusting the entire process to work out perfectly. Because that is what the universe does. That is what you do, because you are the universe. And as you come to this realization, life becomes peaceful, joyful, and adventurous. Thank you so much for joining me. Feel free to go to drabundant.com, subscribe to my daily newsletter, and also get access to this free ebook, The Power Within. Thank you so much. Continue to join me on this journey. Peace and abundance always.